Hi,
I'm Abby,
and I'm Danielle,
and
and
this
this
is
is Piping
Piping
Hot
Hot
from
from
the
the
Parks.
Parks.
So, welcome to our podcast. We're really excited to do this. I'm gonna get like really comfy because I don't want to talk to the camera. I want to talk to
we're
you.
talking.
So, I thought we would start out with some introductions because most people probably don't know who we are. So, if you want to go first.
Okay. Well, I'm Danielle. I'm 25 years old. I grew up in Florida. I've grown up going to the parks. I've gone to Disney like pretty much my whole life. I've been very blessed to be a Disney pass holder since like 2005. We had like 2 years where we didn't have passes. But like besides that, we've had seasonal passes, and I actually didn't go to Universal until like January of 2023.
I didn't know
Yeah, that
that.
was my first trip. It was a Christmas present from a friend, and like we had the best time. And I was like, okay, even though I'm still very much a Disney girl, I love Universal too. So, how about you?
Okay, I'm Abby. I am 24. I'll be 25 on Thursday. I am also a born and raised Floridian. Lived here. We're actually in my childhood home right now. So that's fun. I grew up an annual pass holder too. I think my first trip was probably when I was three. And then we would get annual passes like every 2 years or so. But now, my boyfriend and I are annual pass holders. And we've been annual pass holders for a little over a year. I'm also a Universal pass holder as well. I know that you're working on getting one of
Yes,
those.
this fall. I'm kind of waiting to see when Epic Universe is going to be
Yeah.
added.
And yeah, I'm just really excited about this podcast. I kind of wanted to share a little bit about our friendship. So we met like in 2023, right?
I think yes,
Yeah,
yeah.
we met at church. We have like a young adults, young professionals Bible study, and we met, but we didn't really start talking to each other until like last summer. We had a bowling like social event, and we decided, well, we were like the only two girls there for a while. So we just got to talking, and we were like, oh my gosh.
We're literally the same person.
Like, we love Disney. We have like the same favorite characters, and we just did a TikTok where, and who do you know who did that first? Like, where we got the idea from?
She's a cast member. I've seen her. She has the cutest content. Happily Ever After, Emily. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But we did a trend where there's like prompts and like your favorite princess and things like that. And you each do your own and then you flip it around at the same time and like see it. And like half of ours
Yeah,
were
exactly.
exactly
And we knew it beforehand too. We're like,
the
this is gonna, I know we're gonna match here.
same. Yeah. But yeah, I came up to her one day after thinking about this for a little bit because I watch podcasts like that read Reddit stories, so like Two Hot Takes with Morgan and Smosh reads Reddit stories, and I'm always like talking back to them in my car, and I'm like, what if we did that together? But I didn't want to just be another Reddit podcast, and so I thought to myself, wait, well, we both love theme parks, so why don't we do that? And then add a little bit more into it because there's not as many like Reddit stories and things like that specifically about theme parks, but we figured we would just like spill the tea a little bit.
it's piping hot from the park.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And we're big Disney fans, obviously.
Yeah.
But we also love Universal, and mm-hmm. we also love just, like, theme parks in general.
Yes.
I mean, we're, like, from the Tampa area, so Busch Gardens and things like that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we're pretty familiar with. I've been to Six Flags before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're just going to talk about the parks.
Yeah.
And we just love to yap.
So
we were like, well, why not record it?
Yeah.
And have people listen to us. Yeah.
That's the podcast that, like, I really like to listen to too. It's just like people that you can just tell they're besties and they're
right.
I'm like, I don't care what you talk about. Like, I'm seated though.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm ready. Sat.
Yeah.
I'm sad. So we're gonna talk a little bit about what we're gonna do in this podcast, and then we'll jump right in. We actually do have content today, but I did kind of want to do a little bit of an introduction. So we're gonna start with your section. Tell them a little bit about your segment.
Okay, so I'm gonna be covering the, like, theme park news, so anything like super recent. Yeah, so we're gonna go over some, like, recent news in the last week or so, and just discuss it,
talk about it. There's always stuff that's going on in the parks,
mm-hmm.
and so why not chat about it? My segment is kind of going back into what I was thinking about originally when we started talking about this podcast a little bit more. So I'm going to be talking about the, like, social media aspects. You know, like, theme park creators are pretty big right now.
Mm-hmm.
But with that comes a lot of drama.
Yes.
So I'm going to be talking about that. Also, just, like, family dynamics, going into the parks, all of that kind of stuff, like, really make things harder.
Yes. It's always interesting, even just listening in, like, if you're in line with someone.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, there's, like, a divorce happening in front
right.
of us. Like,
yeah, like, oops, someone's family is falling apart.
Yeah, exactly.
And people love to share that online.
Yeah.
So I am going to just kind of go in and find these stories. I'm on the, like, Disney World, like, tips and tricks
mm-hmm.
Facebook page, which is really interesting. So it'll be Reddit, it'll be Facebook, TikTok, like, anything on social media, I'm kind of going to cover that. We also want to incorporate listener write-ins,
yes.
too. So if you have any stories, we're going to put our email that you can send them to in the description. And you can write in mm-hmm. if you have any stories, because we really want to talk about that.
So, yes. Yeah. Please send in whatever stories you have. And we're also going to have, like, themed episodes, too. So it might even be, like, what's your favorite, like, Halloween story from the parks or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. And we'll have, like, outfit themes, too. So today we just did, like, a general Disney thing. We actually could have worn our ears.
Yeah.
We had a lot of, like, technical difficulties trying to set this up. And we were supposed to wear headphones so that we could hear ourselves, but that just didn't happen today.
Yeah.
And we were running short on time, and we were like, okay, we'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
But because of that, we didn't wear our ears.
My ears are groggy right now.
Mine are on the wall. But yeah, so we're gonna jump right in.
Let's jump right in to the
content. Okay, one other thing. We don't know what each other are going to talk about.
Yeah.
So, she's got her... I mean, we've discussed the general themes and stuff, but, mm-hmm. like, I have no idea what stories she's discussing today, and she doesn't know about mine either. So, take it away.
Alrighty. I feel like a newscaster. Okay. So, the first news... You actually probably did hear about this.
Yeah.
So, we have two new shows coming to the parks this week. Very excited. One is the Villains, like, it's like Happily Unfairly Ever After. It opens May 27th at Hollywood Studios. It's taking place of where Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy was. I actually saw a clip of this online. It looks good. I'm really excited for it. Especially because it's also, like, a lot of live actors and a lot of opportunities for, like, live singing and stuff.
Okay.
They're not just lip syncing, which is really... I just love any aspect of live performances at Disney.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. And that opens May 27th.
And then also May 27th at the same park is the Little Mermaid musical
Oh,
adventure.
I'm so excited for that to
I'm
come back.
so excited. I loved that so much
Yeah.
growing up. And like, I was so sad because I'm pretty sure, like, didn't it like flood or
I think
something? And there was
so. Yeah.
mold during like lockdowns and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that like we get to have it back and they're bringing more set pieces. And I saw a clip of that too. It looks like it's very bright and everything. I'm very excited to see how it goes, and I will be sad for that. I am very excited.
Yes.
This one, a little bit different. I actually had no idea this was happening, but apparently at Shanghai Disneyland, there's going to be a Spider-Man themed land.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's the park's ninth themed land and third major expansion. So they're gonna start, they just broke ground the other day on this with the ceremony. It's gonna be right next to Zootopia
Oh,
land over
see, and
there.
I wish we had something like that here,
Yeah.
because that's really cute. Have you seen like videos of the ride?
I've seen videos of the ride, and I've seen the stuff with like the snacks and everything, like the little
Yeah.
like popsicles. So cute.
Yeah, I know.
I would love something like that. And I feel like we have something similar to that with Toy Story Land,
Yeah.
but it's like we can have more.
Yeah. No, I just love Zootopia,
Yes.
so I'm like, give it to
Give give and I
me.
feel like we don't have anything here for Zootopia, which is surprising because I feel like it's very popular.
Yeah, but you know, what do we get at Walt Disney World, to be
Yeah.
honest?
Well, and also it's like with some of that stuff, we have to think about, okay, but what would have to be taken away in
Yeah,
order to
fair.
make room for that? Although, oh wait, we're getting it's replacing It's Tough to Be a Bug, which thank goodness.
Oh, wait, that's what's going in?
It's a
Okay,
Zootopia show.
yeah.
So that'll be much better. It won't be nightmare fuel and
Yeah.
absolutely terrifying. Hopefully. Hopefully.
That like gave me nightmares as a kid, honestly.
I was terrified of it when I was younger, and then I went on it for the first time a couple of years ago. I went with a friend, and she had never done it, so she was like, we should really do it. And I'm like, okay, but I just like hated it the whole time, and she did too. Like, so
Yeah.
both of us, like grown adults, like both like 23 at the time, like
Yeah.
hated it.
Yeah, no.
Terrifying. But we are
It's,
getting that
yeah.
there. So, and I think it'll be fun. It'll
Yeah,
be
it'll be
cute.
cute. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. And I mean, it's appropriate. It's Animal Kingdom, so.
Right. And we might even get like a little snack cart or something with like the
Yeah.
popsicles. You never
Oh, that would be
know.
fun.
That would be
Yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the there's going to be a roller coaster that's themed to Spider-Man, which will
Oh.
be very fun. It says Peter Parker has gotten himself and us in a bit of a tight spot. We're going to follow him in all caps at very
No one
high
else.
speeds to get us out. I wonder if it's going to be a forward and reverse launch. So I'm wondering if it's going to be similar to Cosmic Rewind,
Oh.
but Spider-Man
That would
themed.
be cool.
So stay tuned. I
Yeah.
had no idea they were doing that, and I was looking up articles. I was like,
Yeah.
hold up.
That's cool. See, I was talking to my boyfriend about this, and I'm so salty that we can't have Avengers Campus
Me too.
in like at Walt Disney World, because I am so jealous of y'all, all y'all Disneylanders. Like,
You get to go there every day.
I know I want to go so bad. I mean, I've never been to Disneyland, so I know you have a few times. Have you been like to that area?
I was there when it was the Bugs Land,
Okay.
and like the last time we went was like right after Cars Land opened, which
Okay.
was really fun.
Yeah.
But I am very jealous of
Yeah.
Avengers Campus, especially because like I feel like you guys also get a lot of seasonal
Yeah.
characters that don't get to come out like super often. But like if you're a local, you definitely get to see them. Like
Right.
when like Moon Knight came out, like I know you guys got to see like Mr. Knight and Moon Knight, like just walking around and stuff. And I was gonna be really jealous if when the Daredevil show came out, y'all had Daredevil walking around. I've been very
Yeah.
jealous. But like and like the food there, the Pym's Kitchen restaurant is so cute.
Yeah.
I really can't wait to go. I'm hoping within the next little bit, but
Yeah, we'll have to go
we'll go.
together.
Yeah. For
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
the podcast.
Take a trip out to Disneyland.
Yes. Yeah, because I feel like And also because I want to do Mission Breakout. Mission Breakout was not there
oh,
when
really?
I did Tower Terror. And that was a lot of fun, obviously.
Right?
But since it's been Mission Breakout.
When was that opened?
Like, I think
when
it
was it changed?
2017, maybe? Because I remember. I think it was something that, like, right before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 came out, they switched it to that. Or, like, right after. So it was, like. Because also it was, like, the same weekend as, like, Pandora opening.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I really would love to do that. I will say, though, I did hear from people who are Disney World locals. They're a little bit biased. But after doing Mission Breakout, they did say that Cosmic Rewind's the better attraction.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's Cosmic Rewind.
That ride is so good.
So good.
So good.
It never gets old.
No.
I had one more news
thing.
So, and this is a sad one. This is a sad one. This is talking about how Muppet's Courtyard is, they actually just filed the permit to demolish part of it.
Oh my gosh. How do you feel about that? Because I'm so sad.
I'm, like, devastated. To be honest, like, I love Muppets. I have a special place in my heart for Muppets. Like, the newer movie, like, Man or Muppets, like, one of the best songs ever.
It's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece. I think it won a Grammy. Like, I do love that movie. And, like, so I'm very sad about it going. Also, just because, like, I don't know. It's just such a, I will say, like, I don't like the guy, the little, what's Mr. 3D? The guy from that ride, I think he scares me a little bit. I mean, he's cute, but he's a little bit scary. But I love that show. So, like, I'm really, and I love Monsters, Inc. too. So it's definitely something where I'm, like, excited to see what they bring for Monsters, Inc., especially with the new type of coaster.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting, like, Harryhausens and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be really sad.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, see it go. Like, I'm hoping to go before it closes.
For me, it's just so nostalgic.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking forward to the revamp of that whole area.
Yeah.
But I think that, I think there's a couple things that, like, bother me about this whole thing, because I've always liked Muppets. We would do it every time that we went as a kid growing up, so it's just, like, nostalgic. But then also, like, as much as I love the Muppets, I don't like how they're retheming Rock and Roller Coaster to the Muppets. I understand that they have to do that. I get it. Like, they have to retheme it. They have to take away Aerosmith, which, like, makes me really sad because it's also something that's really nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
But, like, we could have done something else with that. Like, we could have done, like, Powerline or
One Direction.
Or, like, Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Like, Handle. Like, they could have run. I mean, aren't they rebooting Phineas and Ferb? So, like, they could have done, they could have done something. I feel like with Muppets, like, is it current? No. And I feel like that's why they're kind of taking it out in the first place.
Yeah.
And yet we're putting it in Rock and Roller Coaster.
Right. And, like, also, too, I'm, something that I've, and it's sad to see that, like, I know some people are like, well, every time that I go, Muppet Vision is, like, busy or whatever. And it's, like, for me personally, until very recently, since they announced the closure, like, we would go and there would be, like, maybe 10 other people in the theater.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone was enjoying it. It's not like people walked in and, like,
hated it.
Yeah, they're, like, booing it. Like, like, they enjoyed it, obviously, because it's Muppet Vision. But I think it's very sad, like, when certain rides don't get the appreciation that they deserve until, like, even, like, Dinosaur. Like, all of a sudden, like, a bunch of, like, because I love Dinosaur. It scares me a little bit. But I do love it. But there's just a part of it, too, where it's like, well, if you don't show up until they announce the closures, unfortunately, like, they see where things are popular. They see that, like, Muppet Vision just isn't sell, like, not selling because it's,
yeah,
but, you know, it's not at capacity. I definitely am curious like if they're still going to go through with the revamp to Muppets on Rock Roller Coaster, because I thought I saw something pretty recently where it's like that was only an idea. And that's what I'm kind of hoping for, because it just doesn't fit it.
No. And I don't know. I just feel like they could do so many other things with that besides Muppets. And I feel like the reason that they would re-theme it as Muppets is just to kind of put a band-aid on taking away Muppets Courtyard. Like, it's just something to satisfy the people who are upset about that.
Yeah. And I definitely want something Muppets in the parks.
Yeah.
I do know there was something where they might replace Hall of Presidents with something Muppets, and, honestly, and I would be fine with that.
I would be okay with that.
I never go to Hall of Presidents, so unless I need a nap.
I cannot tell you the last time that I stepped foot in there.
I think the last time I went was like a couple of years ago, like just to kind of get out of the the heat.
I mean, that's the only reason why you would go in.
To be honest.
And to get a good nap. Sorry to everyone who likes to call presidents. I don't care.
I've never met anyone that's like a hardcore.
Patriotic people.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, and I also know, too, they had that little show outside of Hall of Presidents with the Muppets.
Uh-huh.
That was like cute, because I think it was like history stories, but with the Muppets, and it was just like in the windows in Liberty Square.
Okay.
But I also know too that like apparently like people loved it. I don't ever really remember being able to like sit and watch it for like the entirety of the show, but from what I saw, I liked it. But I do know that like I think the heat was like dry rotting the actual puppets or something. Like, it was like them having to be in the heat and everything in those windows was like too much for the puppets. Like Kermit's like dry rotting
inside out. That's so scary.
Yeah. I did see something though. I think it was maybe Walt Disney World News today. They are doing like a, I would definitely check them out, because I think they're doing some kind of like glorious three-day finale for cute. Muppets.
Yeah.
So I definitely would recommend like checking it out. I think it was just announced the other day, so it should be like a fairly recent article, but they are doing like something for them to kind of, and I think it's like original cast members or something, or kind of join. I don't know whether it's like a live stream. We'll have to like look more into that.
Yeah.
But I did see that. So
and when's the official close date?
I had to pull up. Let's see.
I know it's in June.
June 7th is the last day of operation for Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah.
And Muppet 3D.
And Muppet 3D. So it's the 7th.
It's the 7th.
Okay.
Because
they already closed Mama Melrose.
Yes. Yes. Because I think a couple weeks ago, actually.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I only ate there once. It was pretty good.
I've never eaten there. I've never eaten in that. I mean, this is, it goes to show that, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going to Disney all my life. And we, disclaimer, when I grew up going to Disney, like, we never actually ate at any of, like, the, like, sit downs or anything like that. Like, we would do some quick service restaurants, but it was usually, like, Cosmic Rays in like Magic Kingdom or something like that. But most of the time we took food. But like out of the places that I've eaten, those places are not any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I mean they're not really that popular.
Yeah. Well, and I remember when Pizza Rizzo was Pizza Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And like I feel like for some reason we ate there more when it was Pizza Planet, and then they switched it to Pizza Rizzo. It's the same thing. I don't know why we didn't eat there as much. But like I feel like that, like, it's good pizza. Like, it's just, I'm curious to see how everything switches over. I also think, too, it's just hard with how, I feel like MuppetVision is just hidden to the side a little bit because of how, Galaxy's Edge and everything is set up. And I feel like it's also, like, the way it's set up where it's, like, Star Tours, MuppetVision, Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
I definitely think that that throws it off a little bit, and
it's kind of tucked in too, like it's not like in your face, you know.
No. So. Yeah, it's like if you know it's back there, people go, but I definitely think like people don't really, especially because like that shop's closed now.
Yeah.
And even Mama Melrose is, like, super hidden back there.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I went was a couple years ago, and I was like, I have no idea where this restaurant is.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't pass it unless you're, like, going the back way out of Muppet Vision. Like, right. It's not even the fast way out of Muppet Vision. Yeah. So, but yeah, just go see Muppet Vision while you can.
Yeah. I'm going this Thursday for my birthday.
There you go.
And not dragging, because Anthony's family, besides Anthony, loves Muppet Vision. So, like, they would happily go and watch it with me. And we're going to do that, because that's probably the last time that I'm going to make it before it shuts down.
Yeah. So. Well, I also forgot, too, they do have the Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
Yes.
At Epcot, which is pretty good.
I've heard really good things about that place.
Yeah, and it's really cute on the inside. It's very good. It's, like, decently priced as well. I think it's more of, like, a quick service price. Mm. So, like, you do get a very good meal. But, again, that's, like, not, I don't know, it's just, like, in the middle of the American Pavilion at Epcot. Not that I would want them to change it. I do love it. I think it's cute. We'll definitely see how things go. I'm curious to see if they do go through with, they would need something Hollywood or, like, very, I don't know, showy for Rock and Roller Coaster. Like, I know at first there was something, too, where that people were saying, like, ooh, it might be, like, an Iron Man coaster, like they have, I think, at Disneyland Paris. But
that wouldn't fit the theme of Sunset Boulevard, though.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that would be fun, but it wouldn't fit, like, being next to, like, Tower of Terror. Yeah. It would have to be something like Hollywood or... Yeah.
That's why I put Powerline in.
Powerline.
I mean, but that's going back to, like, I love that idea. But that's also going back to how relevant is it? Because, like, we're, like, on the cusp of being Gen Z and millennial, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, we know what Powerline is.
Yeah.
But, like, even people in our generation don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Haven't seen, like, the Goofy movie is a very millennial, like, obsession. And I actually didn't really get into that movie until a Whole New Sound album came out, and they did a cover of Eye to Eye, and I was like, oh gosh, this is really good. I have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, like, obsessed with it or anything, but, like, I think that would fit the theme, but it's a little bit outdated for sure.
Yeah. And I definitely think it's making a comeback. So it's kind of something where I don't know whether, like,
I saw a ton of merch for it.
Yeah. They always have new merch for it. They, like, you can meet Powerline Max over like across from Muppet Vision,
right,
actually. And Goofy, like, it's definitely making a comeback.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see that being something.
Yeah. I really think that if they did something with, like, Phineas and Ferb, that would fit.
Yeah.
But it's not as, like, Hollywood, I guess. That's, like, the only thing. I don't really know what they would do. I think that Aerosmith really fits because it's Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
And I think anything that they do with that is gonna be a little bit out of context.
Yeah, they'd have to do another thing that's, like, very rock and roll, like, and something very relevant, like, I can't even
rock and roll, and, like, classy rock and roll, though, because that's my thing with, like, the whole Muppets thing is, like, sure, like, Animal and his band or whatever, but it's Muppets, like, it's not like Aerosmith. I mean, like,
I want to be launched forward at 60 miles an hour to Manor Muppet, please.
I just can't. I couldn't even imagine.
That would be
so funny.
So funny. I will say, too, I like this rumor, and I kind of hope that they maybe, because of, I haven't really seen a lot of people, like, happy about them changing it to Muppets.
Yeah.
Is doing Queen. Like, I'm like, Queen is relevant.
Yeah.
Queen has bops.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to stay relevant because they have, like, you hear their music. Like, you go to any sporting event, like, they're going to play, like, We'll Rock You. Like, stuff like that. I feel, and, you know, the movie came out a couple years ago. Like, very, like, relevant.
Yeah.
And, like, one that kind of goes across generations, too.
Yeah.
Like, so...
I mean, I sang Bohemian Rhapsody in chorus in middle school. So, I mean, that was what, like, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think it's still pretty relevant.
Yeah. Because I can't even think of another, like, like AC/DC or like
Yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah. I think it really comes down to with that kind of stuff, like the rights that you can get.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like, I don't know. I'm not huge in like the music scene and like who has rights to what music and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
Copyright is like, it makes my head want to explode. But
Yeah.
I think that that would be like the biggest thing in terms of like getting another band,
Yeah.
you know?
I definitely think like they may have missed, like they had some bands, you know, when we were growing up that if they were going to do like retheme it then, would they, because they could have done like Jonas
Dude,
Brothers.
they could do Hannah
They could have
Montana.
done
They could
Hannah
do
Montana.
Hannah Montana.
I
I
would
mean,
have
the
died.
whole guitar, you paint it purple. I Disney,
Yeah.
contact me. I
She's got
have
ideas.
ideas.
She's ready.
I have ideas. That
Yeah,
would
that'd be
fit.
so much
And
fun.
that's like Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Still very relevant. Thanks to
Yeah.
Disney Plus and stuff. I see
Right.
like more and more like people getting into like that and like High School Musical. I've seen a
Yeah.
lot of like High School Musical merch, and I know it's because of like Disney Plus and like High School Musical, the musical, the series,
Yeah.
but I'm like, I haven't
Yeah.
heard that name in years. Like,
Yeah.
but yeah. But yeah, that concludes my news segment.
Thank you for
Abby,
sharing.
would you like to
Yeah.
start your segment? I'm very excited.
Okay. So, are you like familiar with Reddit?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
It scares me a little bit
Yeah,
sometimes.
it's gosh, it's such a scary world out there. I don't know. I have two Reddit stories and then a couple of Facebook posts. So we're gonna start out with the drama
Okay.
and then we're gonna end on a very bittersweet note.
Oh, okay.
It's a really sweet story, but I definitely like cried reading it. So
Oh,
get
okay.
ready.
Get your,
She's
not this
ready.
one, but the next one, or later on?
Later on.
Okay,
So
okay.
like the last one that we'll do, I thought I just had to share it because we're gonna talk about a lot of drama on this podcast, but I do wanna also talk about like some of the good things too. And sometimes we just all need a good cry.
Yeah.
So anyway, but let's start off with the drama. This first story comes from, and we're not cussing on this podcast, so I'm gonna be censoring a lot of this. But this comes from the Am I the A-hole? Actually, it comes from AITAH, which is another subreddit that's like Am I the A-hole, but it's a different one.
Oh, okay.
It's you can post anything in this one, whereas like Am I the A-hole? Like, there's some extra guidelines.
Oh,
So
okay.
this one's a little bit more like a free-for-all.
Oh.
So this one was posted 15 days ago. So it's
Oh,
pretty
that.
fresh. So it's titled Disney World Confrontation. Now, to be frank, I have not read all of this. I skimmed it and it seemed juicy, but I don't know all the
Okay.
details. So this is kind of my first time hearing it too. I'm currently writing this from Disney World. Today we are in Magic Kingdom. I wanted to watch the new Country Bears Jamboree. It's me, 40 male, my mom, female, who is in an electric wheelchair, my sister, and both of my daughters, 16 and 18. As the show loads, we are sent to the very front of the theater. The first row is for handicapped people to transfer, and the second row is where guests of handicapped people sit. I was sitting in the second row with my oldest daughter. Behind us was another theme park guests, a little girl and her mother and father, different races than mother and daughter. Let me reread that. What?
What?
Behind us was another theme park guests, a little girl and her mother and father, different race than mother and daughter.
I guess we're talking about the dad.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
That
And I think her grandmother, all different races than me. I don't know what that has to do with this, but
was
whatever.
Yeah.
During the show, the little girl, not sure how old, started kicking the seat. The seat order from where I was sitting when I was facing forward was mom directly behind me, little girl directly and to the right, grandma behind and to the left, and left of her was the dad. So, as I was said during the show, the little girl started kicking my seat, so I turned around and spoke to the mother, not the little girl, she is too young. I asked the mother if she would please have her daughter not kick the seat. She told me to mind my own effing business. I started to turn around. I heard the dad say, "Don't talk to my wife." So once again, I turned around, but to my left, so I could tell the dad I was only asking his wife to please have the little girl not kick the seat. After telling him that, I started to seat myself forward because either they were going to have her stop or not. But the dad decided, as I turned her forward, to grab me by the shoulder to face him. Something was said, it was inaudible to me as he grabbed me, and I told my daughter to sit in the front, and I booked it out of the theater to get a cast member. After I spoke to the cast member and explained what happened, me and him went to make sure that everyone was okay. Since I left, there now was an empty row between them and my family, so my family was okay. I ended up speaking to security. And I did opt to not press charges because in Florida, putting your hands on someone is considered battery. So I want to say the reason for me not pressing charges was the kid, even though the dad decided to put his hands on me and I didn't want the trip to be ruined. He informed me that I could have had him arrested for what he did, but my concern is, was I the a-hole for asking the little girl not to kick my seat when all I wanted to do was enjoy the show, and which I did not get to? And should I have just ignored it? Should the parents be held accountable for their child? I still have multiple days at Disney, and they did say I have 7 days to press charges, so I'm hoping for people's opinions. That was a lot.
Yeah.
What are your initial reactions?
I think that they handled that really well, actually, to be honest. Like, not addressing the kid, not yelling at the kid because child, like, don't yell at the kid. That was crazy.
I know.
Like, and the Country Bear Jamboree? Like,
I know. The mechanical bears?
yeah.
That's nuts. And I just, the way that people need to take accountability for their children. I don't think you're the a-hole, first of
No.
all. Let's just get that right out of the way. And when he asked the mom to have her daughter stop kicking the seat, and she said, "Mind your own effing business." Excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, well, obviously, this child doesn't have great parents, apparently.
Yeah.
'Cause what was that? But that's insane.
That's crazy. Like, because I know that I've had bad experiences in shows like Country Bear Jamboree. I know one time Festival of the Lion King, like, I almost got like kicked out of my seat because like the kids behind me kept like kicking forward and I was afraid of getting like kicked off my seat. But like, and like the parents knew that that was happening. Like, I know, like, I saw the parents be like, "Sit down," and like the kids just didn't. And I do understand, I don't, with that kind of thing, I understand too. Like, I'm privileged to be able to go whenever I want. So, like, with some people, obviously, like, this is a once in a lifetime trip. But you also have to take accountability because, like, the person, like, the original poster, like, this could be a once in a lifetime trip for them. And, like, guess what? They have to decide whether to press charges against you because they politely asked you to, like, stop your child from kicking them.
Well, and then you put hands on him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why'd you grab him?
Like, excuse me? And then what did he even say anything to him afterwards? Because
Like, did they leave? Like,
he, so after the guy, oh yeah, he, like, after he, like, grabbed him, he said something, but OP said that he couldn't hear it. So I don't even know what the dad said to him. Which, like, whatever. I guess it doesn't really matter, but, like, dude, why are you grabbing him? Like,
right. And it's also like he did exactly what you asked to. Like, he got mad or whatever and said like, "Don't talk to my wife."
right.
So he
He
like
turned
turned
around.
around and didn't talk to the wife. Like, and the grandma's just sitting there
Oh
apparently.
my gosh.
Like,
Yeah. No,
it's crazy.
this sounds, it does sound like this is a like a person who is not local at least, or is
Yeah.
doing like a vacation, because they're there for multiple days. But anyway, I'm gonna read the top comments. The top comment seems to be removed by the moderator, but OP did respond to that saying, "If you know Disney, they're very strict and do not hesitate to ban people. And I like to vacation here 3 to 4 times a year. So when he laid a hand on me, I left the situation ASAP." So I'm wondering if the top comment was being like, "Why didn't you do anything? Like, why didn't you react?"
Or Disney didn't do anything, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, no, Disney is very quick to like,
Yeah.
you like, do stuff like that in the parks. Like, you
Yeah.
endanger another person, like you are getting banned immediately.
Yeah. So, 'cause he OP is saying that like they like to vacation here 3 to 4 times a year. So it's not a once in a lifetime trip, but still, like, that is, it doesn't matter.
Right, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just be nice. Like,
And yeah, so that was the top comment. And then the only other comment that there is someone commented, "Please press charges. As someone who's actually been there at Walt Disney World and worked in the department, I have always hated it when people let others get away with their crimes, yes, crimes on others, because they didn't want to ruin their vacation. So it's okay for him to ruin yours. He had no right to lay hands on you, and it could have been worse." Which, I don't know if I would have pressed charges.
yeah, I think if he like had like yelled at me in my face or something too, or like grabbed someone else in my family,
Like,
I
if he
would.
touched one of my daughters,
Right.
oh,
Oh yeah,
babe,
for
you're going to
sure.
jail.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, and
but
at that point, like it might have been a two-way street kind of, because like he probably would have grabbed the guy if he had grabbed one of his
oh yeah.
daughters, you know, like, but it would have been self-defense, like that.
Right.
But yeah, that's like, I don't know, it's just like, be nice. And people, don't know. It's just like, are you willing to ruin other people's vacation because, like, you just don't like the person politely asked for
Right.
you to directly at you. They didn't yell at your child. They
Right.
politely said, like, hey, can your kid stop kicking me? I feel like it's a pretty.
It's not a crazy request.
No, and then like for the wife to get mad and then the guy to get mad, like it's just like take accountability for your child and your actions, because it's like
Yeah.
who knows? Like that's crazy though. Like
OP, I am so sorry you went through that.
yeah.
But I don't think that you're the a-hole for
No.
doing anything that you did, really. I think
Right.
you handled, like you said, you handled that situation pretty well.
You went and got the cast member. You didn't try to like handle it yourself. Like,
Yeah.
and you guys both went back just to make sure that everyone was okay,
Yeah.
really, not just to be like, let's go get this guy. Like,
Right.
let's go get this guy kicked out of the park.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have. I don't know. I can't say if I, because like, I'm not a confrontational person.
Right.
So I can be like, well, I would, but I'm like, I don't
Right.
think I would have
I
pressed
don't think I
charges for this
would,
at least.
but at the same time, like, who knows? I mean, this is just a story. Like, who knows how he actually grabbed him? Like,
Yeah.
how much force there was? Like,
Yeah.
what was, I don't know what the situation was. Again, I probably wouldn't have. I mean, I feel like people have done that to me before, just in passing. Like, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, people are mean. I don't think he would have been in the wrong if he pressed charges, but I personally just don't think that it's
Yeah.
necessarily needed.
Again, if it was someone, if it was directed at someone else, yes, probably for sure.
Yeah.
Like if I grabbed like the grandma
Oh yeah.
in the wheelchair,
Yeah.
like no.
Yeah, don't touch grandma.
Yeah, don't touch grandma.
Okay. So
Also,
that,
like,
yeah.
from the seating arrangement, it sounded like the mom was behind him and the kid was beside the mom. So, like, the kid was reaching over and
Yeah.
kicking.
I don't know.
So it wasn't, the kid wasn't kicking the person in front of him.
Yeah, I think so. It says
Yeah.
that, yeah, mom was directly behind me and little girl behind and to the right. So, like, here's him, here's mom, and here's little girl. But are they seats or benches in there? I haven't been
I
there in a
think
while.
since they, I don't know if they changed the seats when they renovated, but also like, yeah, that's before. I don't know actually too, because he mentioned that they were in the first and second row for like the handicapped people and for like the guests of
Yeah.
handicapped people. So it's like, I don't know if those are seats, but like most of the seats in there are benches too. So it's like, you know, like kicking someone's actual back, like not just the seat. It's like you are kicking someone's back. Like,
gosh, but kids kick, but it's, and that's like not good. But at the same time, take control of your child.
Like, yeah, it's not hard just to
tell your kid to stop.
Tell your kid to not kick someone.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, so on to the next story. So this one is also from AITAH. It was posted 19 days ago, so also very fresh.
Okay.
This one is a long one, so buckle up.
All right, I'm ready. I'm
and set. It has a lot of comments, so we've got some juice. I also have not really read this one all the way either. So this one is titled, "My sister gave my daughter a trip to Disneyland, and it didn't go how she wanted, so now she's mad at us."
Oh.
TLDR, my sister and her SO asked my wife and I if, for our daughter's 8th birthday, they could take us all to Disneyland. They would pay for tickets and housing, and we would just need to get down there and buy food. We agreed, and when the time came and went, the kids all wanted to ride a different ride, or we were waiting in lines, and we didn't get to ride many rides altogether. Then, on the last night of our stay, all three of us began to get sick, so we left that night instead of during the day the next day. We had to drive 7 hours. Because of that, my sister flipped out, calling and texting, and when we got fed up and blocked her, she took it to Facebook with both posts and DMs. For context, so my relationship with my sister has always been on eggshells. Whenever she didn't get her way, she would flip out. One day, back in high school, I wouldn't give her 3/4 and she tried to kick me in between the legs for it. Anyway, after the last time we argued and she spit in my face in front of my own daughter, I said I was done with her. Fast forward a year or so, and my wife and daughter saw her somewhere and started to talk again. After a few months of coaxing me, I finally gave in and said this is absolutely the last time. A few months later, everything is fine and my daughter's 8th birthday is coming up. That's when my sister comes up to my wife and I and says that she wants to take all three of us to Disneyland. She was going to buy the tickets and pay for the room. We told her that my wife is pregnant with our second and it's high risk, and that we would have to bring our dog with us because we didn't have anyone to watch her for a week, and she was abused severely before we got her, so she's very afraid of men. Like, even I couldn't get that close to her without her running away and her defecating and urinating from fear. My sister said no problem. She would find a place. My wife and sister were in contact setting up the whole stay and everything. Then my daughter's birthday comes and my sister tells us that she couldn't pay for my wife and I and only could get our daughter's ticket. Okay, so we asked her if she would be okay with going down there and my sister by herself. She said no. I mean, she saw how my sister was before and knew how she could be. Also, mind you, my wife and I weren't comfortable with it, seeing how both are ex-drug dealers, which we know people can change, but we aren't dumb, and we could see that they were still into it, especially when they barely worked because their business, they have a painting/renovation business, but it's just the two of them who work, and they take so many vacations, it's amazing that they get work done. Anyways, my wife and I look up how much tickets cost, and I work a buttload of overtime to come up with enough money in a month and a half to pay for the tickets for my wife and I for the trip. We go down there and everything is fine at first. We ride maybe one or two rides together at the first park, but the lines and what the kids want didn't line up. The second day and the park, my wife couldn't go because she wasn't well, so we refunded her ticket. My daughter and I rode some rides with my sister's family and some by ourselves. Now, I was only able to get enough money to get my wife and myself tickets to 2 parks for 2 days, and my daughter had 3 parks. So on the third day, she went with them while my wife and I took our dog to the beach. When we got back later that night, our daughter locked herself in her room and wouldn't leave until we got there. I guess she didn't want to upset my sister, her SO, and their son, but she really didn't want to go on a roller coaster that was scary to her. My sister pressed the issue for a while and finally reluctantly sat on a bench with her while her SO and my son went together when they swapped. But I guess they all also talk crap about having to do that as well. But that sent my daughter into a mini anxiety attack and she broke down until we got home. We talked about it and then went to bed. The next day, we got our stuff together and we were supposed to leave the following day. I vacuumed the house to remove the dog hair and my wife and I did dishes and washed the towels. We were planning on going to the beach, but it rained the whole day. By that night, my wife, daughter, and myself were starting to feel really sick, so we agreed to head home early. It was just a night early, but early. We told my sister and apologized, but we had loads of fun. We got about 30 minutes away, and my wife's phone was blown up with very hurtful messages saying that we only used them to go to Disneyland and made them pay extra for an Airbnb that they didn't need because we didn't stay that last night. Then she said stuff like my wife is cheating on me and that she is addicted to drugs. Whoa. And that we ruined it because my wife and I had to come with. Then accused us of being overprotective parents because when my sister and my daughter on the third day, at one point my daughter sent me a video of a recording of a fish in a pond with her phone over the railing. Then I didn't get a message back for 30 minutes, so I was concerned that she dropped her phone in the water and even said that to my sister when I sent her a message asking my sister if my daughter's phone was okay. After going back and forth and being called many names, we blocked their numbers on the phone. Then they went on Facebook and started posting crap that we used them and ruined the whole trip because we left early and didn't ride any rides with them. We were easily able to counter it with pictures of us together and the messages from my wife and my sister talking about the trip when they settled up and how my wife saying thank you multiple times and that she didn't have to buy my sister, just saying I want to, and she had asked us first. We ended up blocking them completely by the time we got home. My sister went and lied to my parents about the whole trip and I had to explain it to them, but also said that I and my family are done with her. We do not want contact with them. Now it's like 2 to 3 years later and my sister's son wants to see my daughter, and while I know the kids didn't do anything wrong, I also know that having contact with him would mean having contact with my sister and I do not want that. I have told my daughter for right now, I don't want her around them. Luckily, she's on the same page because she saw how my sister acted and she didn't like how my sister called my daughter a liar by having an anxiety attack and that my daughter just hates her, which before then she didn't. Normally, we ask our kids their opinion and take that into consideration on things that involve them, like how we asked if she would be fine going by herself, but this time I'm saying no matter what. I don't want her around that toxic drama. My parents think I'm in the wrong for keeping my daughter from my sister's son. A-I-T-A-H in this.
Wow.
That's
insane. Wow.
There's so much to unpack.
Yeah, that's... I don't even know where to start.
Okay. Guys, we just read that whole Reddit story, and then my computer is, I got it in 2018, so she's an old soul, and it doesn't charge while you're using it, and it's so stupid. This is like the day of like trial and error, so we're gonna have to use the phone audio for the rest of this. So I'm sorry that the audio got really awful at a certain point during that. It cut out in the middle of the story, but we're gonna go back. Okay, but what a wild ride.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
That was crazy.
There was so much.
I think it's crazy. I do commend you for continuing to like obviously try to reach out to like your sister, giving her second chances because people do change.
Yeah.
But it's definitely like for her to like get after you guys. Also, it's like, why was she mad that like you guys, no one didn't feel well? Like, that's not under, like,
right.
You can't control that.
Yeah.
And like you said, your wife was pregnant. Like,
don't get mad at, like, not being able to ride rides when, yeah, like, it's like there's gonna be rides that you can't ride because, like, they will not let you ride. It's not safe to ride while, right, you're pregnant. Like,
yeah. Well, and I don't want to skip over the fact that he mentions, like, drug dealing in this.
Oh, yeah.
Ex-drug dealers, but he says that they're still into it. And,
yeah,
my, so that's not, like, I mean, obviously, like, I don't condone that, but that's not really what jumped out to me, just, like, in general, but in the context of, you asked your daughter if you wanted to go, if she wanted to go to Disney alone with them,
and she said no.
But, like, you asked her that?
That's true, yeah.
Like, she shouldn't have had an option.
No.
That I would not send my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, right, to Disney with people who are doing that.
Right, like, especially if you, like, know that they're still actively, like, even though, yeah, you said X, like you said, it's like, but you said they're still X drug dealers. Yeah. Like, it's like, that's just not,
I don't,
it's also far away for if something were to happen. Right. It's not like you're in the next city or something. Like, you said, but, like, a 7-hour drive. Like, yeah, that is a long way away. Like, if something were to happen, and your child's eight.
Well, so speaking of which, I kind of wanted to read an edit. It says, made paragraphs, changed my daughter's age from 10 to 8, and changed certain time frames. My days melt together, so what feels like a year has actually been a couple of years, and I'm so used to saying that she's 10. I wrote 10 and not 8. Okay, yeah. So, basically, he's just saying that when he originally made this post, he had said that his daughter was 10. His daughter's 10 now, and this happened when she was 8. So, and then also, the accusations that she, yeah, was making about his wife cheating,
like, it's,
what?
Why'd you
drug dealing?
Why did you resort to that? Like, it just went from, like, 0 to 60. Like,
yeah,
I don't. Also, like, the child, like, it sounded like they didn't want the daughter to be there anyway. If, like, the daughter didn't want to ride a ride, and they, yeah, like, bullied her because of it, basically, and made it a big deal. And as someone who, like, is very, like, a scaredy cat when it comes to rides, and especially growing up, I was, like, took me a long time to ride certain rides because I was just too scared.
Yeah.
Like, my parents never felt like I, made me feel like I was a burden for not wanting to ride it. Like, they did try to, like, be like, you can do it, kind of, like,
right,
encourage me, but you, it was, yeah, never like, oh, I guess I'll sit out with you, right, again, like, you 8-year-old child.
I know. Well, like, and, like, she was, the sister was saying that she was fake for having an anxiety attack and stuff like that. I just don't, I mean, OP admits it from the start that, like, she seems to not be a good person.
Yeah.
But no offense, like,
okay,
I guess they had been getting into contact a little bit more.
Yeah.
And see, things seem to be going okay, but it feels to me that a couple months of, like, okay, steady relationship,
yeah,
I wouldn't jump to, let's all go to Disney now.
Right. Well, especially too, like, leading up to it, it's not like she kept her word. Like, she was like, hey, so I can only buy,
yeah,
and so, like, he had to work Uber time,
yeah,
to pay for this trip. They had to find an Airbnb so that their sweet dog could come with,
yeah,
them as well. Like,
I just think this whole situation,
I think it's crazy.
Like, off the bat, was crazy. Now, to answer OP's question, I don't think that you are the a-hole for keeping your daughter away from your sister's son, because I agree, like, the kids themselves haven't done anything, but I wouldn't want my daughter to be around any of that.
No.
And, like, you never know, too, like, again, I'm not blaming the kid for this, but depending on what's going on at home, I don't know what her son is doing.
Right.
Like, I don't know about any of that situation.
It's sad to see the kid, the sister's kid, get brought into that as,
yeah,
well, just by association, pretty much. It's like, you don't know.
Yeah. I the whole situation just feels unsafe, and I wouldn't want my kids to be in that
in that environment either. So I don't think that you're the a-hole, but I'm gonna read some comments. So the top comment says, "I think you are an idiot for saying yes to a shared holiday on such a fragile relationship," which is exactly what we were saying. "It was going to cause problems. She moved the goalposts on the trip with you having to pay. At that point, I'd have said, sorry, we can't afford it, and I would have planned my own trip."
Yeah.
"I don't understand that if you had refunded your wife's ticket for one day, why you couldn't have gone with your daughter on the third day."
They both weren't feeling well, I thought he said. They all weren't feeling well at the end, but then, like, I think he said him and his wife weren't feeling the best.
Yeah, I think that was at night, though.
Oh, okay.
They ended up going to the beach or something. Let me see. Yeah, the next day,
now I was only able to get enough money. I will say too, though, with some of that, in the OP's defense, if you pay in advance and pay for like 2 days or like 3 days, it's usually a lot cheaper than day of going up and buying a single day ticket.
Right.
So it may not have been the same price, even though he got a refund.
Yeah, well, and I mean, obviously you can't use her 2 day ticket to get into the park, because at that point it's your fingerprint is associated with it anyway, so you can't like swap it either. And then they go on to say, "I think given everything, the only way you can have a relationship with your nephew is if your parents have him without your sister present and take your daughter there at the same time."
I agree.
Which, yeah, I could see that happening. And OP replies, "In regards to the refund, we didn't see it until about a week later. I guess it was purchased online with a card. When they issued the refund, it takes 7 to 10 days to show up." So there's that. "And yes, I do agree. I should have been more apprehensive with taking the trip. But by then, we had been back in communication for almost a year."
Okay.
So it was longer than a couple months. Yeah. "And I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt that they were actually working on themselves and were better people. It wasn't like we had just started talking again and boom, going on vacation. No, my wife and daughter had many play dates with them, and I had hung out with a bit beforehand too. And last, while yes, I could have had my parents play mediator with the kids, my concern is that it will still inevitably lead to being around them at some point, and I don't want to have to say no when they just started asking why they can't hang out at each other's houses. I feel it'll just be better to have zero contact."
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's hard to get your parents involved too.
Yeah, especially as adults and everything too, where, I don't know.
I think that I've always, in situations like this, it usually ends up where the parents are taking the side of one family or another.
Yeah.
And regardless of whose side their parents take, then I think that that's going to ruffle the plans of having their kids together by themselves, if that makes any sense.
It's going to cause more division and everything as well, and like, I don't know, it's also really hard on the kids.
Yeah.
So like, if they were to become like close, like it's like, oh yeah, but we can't, you know,
I can't hang out at your house, and like, why don't I know my aunt, but I know my cousin. I mean, she's only 10, and though she's not like 4, that's still a little confusing.
Especially because her last memory with them was not good.
Yeah.
Where she locked herself in her room and everything.
Yeah. So, another comment said, "That is a wall of words." Yeah. And they say, "OP is an a-hole for not using paragraphs and expecting us to read this other stuff they've written. Given that they drove to Disneyland, I can only assume they're American, so English is their first language, and I have serious fears for their 10-year-old being able to do their English homework with a parent this deranged at formulating a simple story on social media.
Ouch.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, so we're reading this after he had made it into paragraphs, so it was a little easier, but I will say, it was not an easy
even
thing.
Even divided into paragraphs, like, it was, like, a wall of words.
Yes.
Like, it was just, like, a lot, and not even, like, I wouldn't even say he, like, over-explained stuff either. It's just, like, a lot of background for, like, one story.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, and a lot of lore to have to drop.
The lore. And the grammar was not great either. Reading that was something else.
Yeah.
And
a lot of comments. Maybe that's why there's so many comments. Yeah. There's a lot of people being, like, please press enter. Please create paragraphs.
A lot of people are calling him out for, like, trolling and all that stuff. So, I don't even know if this is a real story. Let me look at his account here. I'm trying to see, like, where else OP has posted.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Never mind, maybe.
There's, like, oh my goodness. There's some interesting stories here. Okay, I don't know if this, I don't know if this account is, oh, they made their account on my birthday 2 years ago. Anyway, I'm not sure if this account is legit or if they're just trolling, but anyway, if that's a real story, that's crazy. I did kind of get a little suspicious when he started talking about his sister calling, like, randomly calling his wife out for, like, cheating and, like, doing drugs. I was like,
which is also, like, someone who is involved in drugs currently, like, what he was saying that she was, like, that's, like, I don't think they would
I don't
be
think
like,
they would,
you're into drugs, like,
and,
like, it, like, an accusing way, like, it's, like,
okay, so, anyway, interesting drama, but who knows if they're real. I feel like when you go on Reddit, you kind of have to, like, pretend that everything is not real.
Yeah.
Okay, so, for these next stories, I'm just gonna read the Facebook posts. So, this is from Walt Disney World Tips and Tricks. So, this is chaotic for those of you who don't know.
Very entertaining.
This post says, here's a tip. This Hilara dress is everything for park days. No undergarments. None. Just straight up dress that is comfortable and easy to wear. It's a must for these exhausting hot days. Built-in shorts with a pocket. Held my small wallet and phone, no problem. Make sure to get the easy peasy edition as the shorts detach in the back to use the restroom. Hilara has many different styles, can buy online on their site. The reason that I pulled this up is she's not wearing any undergarments under this dress.
Oh my goodness.
Like, not even underwear. And people were commenting this on the post, and so she goes, edit, y'all are funny about the no underwear comment. They have spandex / shorts under them. A thin nylon cotton layer is not going to stop the sweat that's inevitable. Would you be baffled by a dress without spandex shorts and regular underwear? No. I had absolutely no issues post-park, so wear at your own risk, I guess. For me, I wasn't trapping more than one layer of heat in.
That's disgusting. I'm gonna be so honest.
That's so gross.
Diabolical.
When you wear a dress, even if you don't wear spandex under it, underwear is made for that. Like, this is made to be breathable.
Yeah.
Underwear is made to make sure that that kind of stuff doesn't get out into the open, you know?
Right.
And, like, also, you have your underwear and then the dress, which I guess, like, you could make the argument that, like, the shorts are the underwear and then the dress. But I
can't
know. I read that and I was like, really? No, and the funniest part is that she's blasting this for everyone to hear.
She's like, everyone else should do this too.
You could have just said, I like this dress. It's really comfortable for the parks. And left it at that.
Yeah.
She said, no underwear.
Hey, I don't have to wear underwear in this.
Like, I didn't want to know that, bro.
You did not have to include that at all.
Oh,
you could have just said you liked the dress. Like, and then getting defensive is crazy, too.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, you're walking around.
I mean, she was being funny about it. She wasn't really getting, like, upset. But I was like, what? I don't know. I've heard great things about this dress, though.
Like the Polara dress.
Yeah.
I see so many people wearing them to the parks.
Is it like a workout dress?
Yeah. Okay. Essentially. And it's got like pants that are attached in the front, but there's a gap in the back so you can pull them down without having to take off like your whole romper to go to the bathroom. So, I mean,
this is a crazy ad for that dress.
Yeah. Listen, honestly, it kind of caught my attention.
You never know what you're going to find on that Facebook page. Like, I swear.
So, this is really short, but someone posted, "Where can you find Minnie Mouse?"
Where?
Where are you?
Are you in Georgia? Are you at Disney? Are you at Animal Kingdom? At the hotel?
Yeah. The person on TikTok, the travel agent who like
eats all these.
Love her.
That's so funny.
Where do you find Minnie Mouse?
What's going on over there? Does anyone know why Remy's is down right now? It's like,
bro,
you're next to it apparently while you ask. Yeah. That's crazy.
Where can you find
Minnie Mouse? Where can you find Minnie Mouse?
Actually,
right here.
She's at my house, so you want to come meet Minnie Mouse?
Yeah, she's right, and she's up there too. Oh, yeah. On the headboard.
Yeah, it's
just. I mean, you could specify.
I mean, it's not a crazy question,
right? Exactly.
If you're like,
it's very valid.
Where is Minnie Mouse at Magic Kingdom?
Right, I'm at Magic Kingdom because it's also like.
Yeah, you can't find it.
But I know not everyone is like as like used to the app and everything, but still like.
Or ask a cast member.
Ask a cast member. Because like it'd be different if they were like at
home.
I'm planning a trip.
For a trip, and my daughter, who is 4, is ecstatic about meeting Minnie Mouse when I meet Minnie Mouse.
Right.
Sure. Whatever.
But yeah. We're only going to Magic Kingdom and Epcot. Where do you find them? Or we're only going to Animal Kingdom. Where's Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse?
Where's Minnie Mouse?
We have the last story. So this is kind of a tearjerker a little bit. So be prepared.
Okay.
So this was not posted on any specific like page. It just, I just came across it scrolling on Facebook. I wanted to shout out the Disney crew at Jungle Cruise on February 28th, 2025. This was Aubrey's last trip to Disney. As so many of you know, Disney has been our place to run when stuff gets hard. When we want to find joy, we go there. And that weekend, we had actually gotten out of the hospital from a week's stay, gone home for the night, and said, bucket list time. We did that so often, if you're new here. For years, we did everything Aubrey dreamed of, or even if we wanted to experience it with her, we did it. We didn't allow any limitations to be put on her, and if she felt like it, we said yes. If we couldn't, we said yes still. If she wanted it, we did it. We are the true bucket list fam. So this week, after leaving a very sad hospital stint, we booked that bucket list stay, Disney's Contemporary Resort, the one that has the monorail that goes through it. I had even left this particular day with Leanne to take Aubrey to Winter Haven for a very painful ultrasound. Then when we went back, she got the energy to eat a little and wanted to ride some stuff. We never got to get on Tiana's Bayou after this because as a mom, I know Aubrey's body. I knew, I said this ride, maybe even in line, Rob, she has a fever, without touching her, I knew. So we did this ride, got some laughs, and got her out of there. She cried, begging us not to take her to the ER, so we didn't. We got her stabilized in the Disney bed and let her rest. We made some calls like that at the end, but something about seeing those cast members load her into the boat with such care, I remember crying. I remember watching them and thinking how kind, how heartbreaking. I never imagined I'd be that mom, the mom with a special needs baby that has the ride to pause for. But God, I'd give anything to see her ride that again. I don't know if I'll ever get back on it, but this wagon got her on it, padded down the resort with pillows and comforters. It may have been complicated, but we did it for her. Don't wait for your sick child to get better. If they feel like it, make it happen. Please, you won't regret it. And then there was a picture. You can't really see it because I didn't like include the pictures, but her wagon is in there and she's in the wagon on the Jungle Cruise. Anyway, I was like, this was so sweet.
That's why Disney's so special too.
So anyway. It was really happy. It's like a good feel good story, but obviously her daughter is sick and I don't know if
it makes it sound like she may have passed.
She may have passed, yeah. And I think that she did. She got to write it though, which that's why I like Disney so much. I think they're really inclusive, and whether it's like a disability or food allergies or just anything like that, they tend to make your stay magical, whoever you are. So I just wanted to end on kind of a happy slash sad note, because we talk about a lot of drama, but there's some good stuff that comes out of Disney too, for sure.
Well, I think I saw something my mom was telling me recently. They donate so much money to like make a wish and everything. Like, I think it was something where it's like, there's a huge amount of wishes that are granted every day because of Disney. And it's like, it's like amazing. Like, these families are going through so much. Families are going through so much, so giving them like a trip like that is very special.
Yeah, I feel like every time I go, I see at least one kid who's there for their wish. And I feel like I take that for granted, like being able to go so often when like Disney is like a lot of people's like wish. Just went on a random Monday last week because I felt like it. So I think we're just blessed to be pass holders and lives are so close. I'm hoping that we'll get these technical difficulties.
Yes, I'm sure we will. We learned so much today.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just know what to have like backup as and stuff like that.
Yeah, we spent about 2 hours trying to figure out how to get our headphones hooked up to the computer, and then by the time we thought we found a solution, we couldn't even get it to work. So
and then the computer, but at that point the poor computer had
computer had freaked out.
It's going through so much,
so it's charging now. But hopefully next time that we do this, the audio will be better. We won't have so many cuts. We're learning. This is our first time ever doing anything like this, so please bear with us. But we hope you enjoyed the episode at least.
Thank you for listening.
We would love any feedback. Obviously, you can comment on our Instagram, email us. Give us a review on Spotify.
We'll make sure to put like links.
On
Spotify
and I'll link these stories too in case you want to like scroll through the comments.
We were hoping to end every episode with a hot take
about
the topic, but like with the themes, as we're talking like we're gonna have themes every single episode, but like I don't know, do we want to just like, what should we have a hot take about? What we can do is I can just scroll and randomly pick a ride on
let's
the Disney app, and
we'll tell our hot take about it.
Okay. All right. Scroll. Stop. Okay. Oh wait.
What was it?
It glitched. Okay, hold on.
I think it was on Tron. I saw your finger.
It was on Tron. Okay.
Oh, this is gonna be so cheesy.
Okay. First episode. You go first.
Okay. I don't think this is really a hot take, but I think that the ride, I think the ride is cool, but I think that there was so much wasted potential.
Yes.
I think that the ride is too short, which that's not a hot take. Everyone says that. Why did they not do something with the dueling coaster?
Right.
Like,
I don't know, but my real hot take is that I won't wait like more than 45 minutes.
Oh yeah, no.
Like I don't think it's worth it. I don't think that buying a lightning lane is worth it. Mm-hmm. I definitely think buying a lightning lane, like an individual lightning lane for Guardians, is worth it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I would never in a million years spend my money on a lightning lane for Tron for what, 60 seconds?
No. No. Yeah, I do think the Reddit is very cool.
Yeah.
And I really like the movie Tron Legacy. I haven't seen the older one, but I really like Tron Legacy, and I'm excited for the new one, except for it has Jared Leto in it. But I am excited for the new one. I did see some, like, they were supposed to be more of, I know that they had a lot of drama with the building. Like, of course, like, there was something where the land that they're originally going to be building on, like, that they were prepared to build on, ended up, because it's Florida, like, being, like, wetlands, basically. Yeah. Like, they went to, what is it, break ground or whatever, and they're like, oh, like, we need to build a lake, basically, to take away all the water that's going to prevent us from building this ride. So, like, I do get that, but I hate that one room where the 30-second video keeps playing. Gosh.
Which one are you?
Like, I hate that.
Us waiting for that ride.
Yeah.
The last day, so the last trip that we took, that was the last ride that we did. Because mm-hmm. it was only, like, it only ended up being like a 45-minute wait.
It was not bad. And I would wait that long for that ride.
Yeah, but, girl, I was about to...
Who? Are you?
Who?
Are you?
I will say, I do have a little bit of a hot take that I want it to be longer, but at the same time, I think you would have to sacrifice the actual ride vehicles in order to do that. Mm-hmm. Because as someone that, like, the Passholder Preview, when we got on the ride, they had, like, paused it for a couple minutes because there was, like, another group coming, and they're like, we're not gonna send. I don't think they're running all the trains at that point, so they're like, wait for these people to come down, that whole thing. And then, like, it was just, we ended up sitting there for, like, 3 or 4 minutes before the ride actually took off. Mm-hmm. I will say that it is very uncomfortable after, like, a minute or two. I'm not sure, like, I personally would be comfortable being in that position longer than you already are. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't necessarily want to sacrifice the ride vehicle for that, because the ride vehicle is, like, one of the coolest parts about it.
Yeah, it's unique.
Because if it were, like, the length of Guardians, like, that would be way too much. But...
I think for me, like, it would bother me because my adrenaline is, like...
That's true.
Go, like, I don't even think about the seat when we're on the ride.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that from, like, an average-shaped person,
yeah,
right?
Same.
So, like, I'm obviously, like, it's different for different people, but, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I just want it to be longer. Give me more. Because I think it's a cool ride.
It is.
No, actually, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Let me end this. Why are there so many stops?
There's
so many launches. I'm like, we don't need to launch every 2 seconds. This ride is already 60 seconds long.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
And like, I'm not an engineer, so, like, I don't know how that all works, but...
Same.
Rides are like that. So, like, clearly...
And with some, it works. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Hagrid's over at...
Yeah.
Which is a similar ride vehicle where it is a little bit different. And, but, like, even with that, like, there's a lot of launches, a lot of stops. But, like, I don't know. I remember distinctly, like, we rode Tron for the first time. And, like, a bunch of people, because we got to do it with the Passholder Preview. And a bunch of people, like, so which one's better? Guardians or Tron. I'm like 100% Guardians. Like, I would wait as a, like, someone who, like, thankfully, and I'm very blessed to, like, get to go quite often. I would probably wait like an hour and 20 minutes for that ride.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would wait unless I was, like, with someone who had never been on it before. Like, I wouldn't probably wait longer than, like, an hour and a half maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, even an hour and a half, like, it's a fun queue. Like, it's not, like, astounding, but you're not hearing the same things over and over again. It's at least interesting, and it's Cosmic Rewind.
It's, like, such a fun ride.
Yeah.
It was so exciting when they were building it, and then I rode it, and I was like, that's it.
And I think the issue is, too, is that, like, I think there was so much hype around it because it's in Tokyo Disneyland, right? Shanghai
Shanghai
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shanghai Disneyland. I'm not sure what all the. I would love to get to go. I'm like, I would love to be able to go to all of the parks for Disney. I have not gone to Shanghai Disneyland, so I'm not sure what other options they have. So like, they don't have Cosmic Rewind,
Yeah.
you know. So they don't have other rides to compare it to. But I think that there was so much hype because it is really popular. And it is a fun ride. It is a
It's
very cool.
cool.
So it's like we're
Yeah.
not hating on it necessarily.
Right.
There's just some stuff about it. Like I wish that the queue was a little bit different. Wish that it was a tiny bit longer with less stops.
Yeah.
I do think it fits well, whereas I know that there is some controversy with Cosmic Rewind fitting at Epcot, whereas Tron definitely, which I mean, personally, I think it fits fine because they
Yeah,
explain
it's
that it's
like
like
right next
an
to it.
Earth
Yeah.
exhibit basically for
Yeah.
like Terran, like we're Terrans. Like
Yeah.
it's a Terran exhibit for Xandarians. Like
Yeah.
it makes sense. And like Tron also makes sense for
Yeah.
that area. But
Yeah.
I think that it's a very good movie and they could have done a lot more with the ride itself, especially with it following something
Yeah.
like Cosmic Rewind. And also that kind of being built at the same time as like Universe.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Which we're going to be talking about next week.
Yes.
So
Stay
stay
tuned for
tuned.
that.
But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for spilling the tea with us.
Yes, thank you for joining
We will
us.
see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.